I have a button push down in here.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Our recording dilemma.
Uh-huh. Is that what it was?
I don't know.
Did you break something
No. Now I'm going to turn it off, see if something happens. Can you tell any difference at all?
No. It's exactly the same either way.
Never mind then.
Because I tried that once before. Sorry, I came in there and I pushed all your telephone buttons and made sure they were all popped up at one time. And
Okay.
People are like, what?
The elusive answer eludes us. Yes.
I don't know. You push my buttons all the time.
Yeah, push my buttons.
See. I see. Are we about done with these?
I don't know.
What do we got next week?
It has been hellish.
See. Oh, more C's. Hey. This is 1 month of C's is what we have going on. There's not that many C words in the dictionary, I would say. We're just making things up now. What was our word yesterday?
What?
I think I scribbled through the wrong one. Oh, there it is. I'm pretty sure we didn't use this one. Yesterday we used an 8-letter word meaning behavior that follows rigid etiquette.
Ceremony.
Yes. Okay. So, oops, I scribbled through the wrong one. Today is the 7-letter word.
Okay.
Meaning, 7-letter word beginning with C, meaning an upper limit.
Oh.
Obviously not the skies.
No.
That is it.
Okay.
243-4351. It must have been the easiest word this week, probably. 7-letter word beginning with C, meaning an upper limit. If you can tell me what today's C word is and you haven't won in the last 6 weeks, caller number 2. You're playing for a lunch buffet from Bogey's Cafe, 1904 West Morton Avenue here in Jacksonville. If you win, you stop by the station within 3 weeks. We'll give you a gift certificate. You take it out to Bogey's on Sunday through Friday, 11 to 1:30. That's the dates that you can bring your gift certificate to Bogey's. Sunday through Friday, 11 to 1:30. One lunch buffet. 243-4351. Your caller 1. Try again. Looking for caller number 2. Make sure I have it on the right thing here. It is a 7-letter word beginning with C, meaning an upper limit. Good morning.
Good morning. Is it ceiling?
It is ceiling. And who is this?
Judy Cannon.
Judy Cannon. How are you today?
I'm good.
Ready for the weekend?
Yeah, I got a busy one.
Yeah, then I understand the in front of that. Well, Judy, congratulations. You are correct. Stop by here sometime in the next 3 weeks. We'll give you a gift certificate for you to take to Bogey's.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye. Judy Cannon, pushing more buttons in there.
Trying something.
The ceiling is the upper limit.
Yeah, not the sky's not the limit. The ceiling's the limit.
Well, sky's...
See?
Sky's the limit.
We kind of...
Yeah, we broke through.
Yeah.
C-E-I. I before E, except after C.
C-E-I. Sounds as A and is a neighbor in way.
Sounds an A as a neighbor. So
it's E before I, too.
Yeah, we had only the one word this week, ceiling. C-E-I-L-I-N-G. I was just seeing if we had any other I-E-E-I words. We do not. No. Judy Cannon, our winner today.
Retired Judge Pat Londrigan.
People want more than slogans and promises from a judge. They want a judge with integrity, ability, and impartiality. They want the best person for the job. That person is David Reed. David has the experience, qualifications, and background to be our circuit judge. If I could have chosen my replacement on the bench, it would have been David Reed. I'm Pat Londrigan. Please join me in voting for David Reed.
Paid for by citizens who elect David Reed.
Does your bank understand you,
your family,
your finances,
your dreams?
At People's Bank and Trust, we do. We are professionals who are ready to help. So whether you run the family finances, search for the best available rates, or simply have big dreams, we have financial products to fit your needs. I'm Lori Doolin, and I am your bank, and I can help you with your dreams. Simply call, click, or come by any of our 10 convenient locations. People's Bank and Trust, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Is your company's website attracting new customers? If not, the web team at Hanson Information Systems can design and develop a site that not only provides information, but also serves to make a positive and professional impression and provides a functionality your company needs. Call Hanson today at 726-2400. Hanson, your partner for information technology.
Did Fidel Castro compete in the Olympics?
Did Fidel Castro compete in the Olympics?
In the last 10 years.
That was my Ed McMahon. Did Fidel Castro. In the last 10 years, absolutely not.
Okay. Well, the reason I asked
is
that
no, if that's your question.
He fell on this date in 2004, shattering his knee in 8 places. And they rebuilt his knee. And I'm wondering if he's like the $8 million man where he just goes, ding, 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 ding.
Last week, Roseanne was walking across the street in New York, fell down.
Roseanne Barr?
And broke her kneecap.
Yo!
Which doesn't even sound like a thing. How many people do you know have broke a kneecap?
Ugh.
That doesn't sound... Yeah, you think, okay, you just take the kneecap out? I mean, that just, it does not sound right. And that's walking. There's a certain age where you just walk, fall, and everything just shatters, apparently. And I don't want that to happen to me. But one of these days, you never know. Trip on the beach. Sand is hard. It really is.
But if they, yeah. But if they get to the point where they can put bionic knees in, that'd be kind of neat.
Didn't you see that movie, The Hand?
Oh.
Didn't it have a mind of its own? Do you really want another, you know?
Yeah, it's true.
My leg's walking while I'm sleeping. You know? Dragging the rest of my body behind it. Stop!
Or it's the, you know, so the eye transplant where you get the eye of a killer or something like that.
Well, Fitbit's bad enough. You put it on your arm and it tells you to get up and move. Mm-hmm. What if you had a body part that made you?
You know, mine doesn't do that, though. Yeah,
I'm sorry. It's 4 a.m. You must get up and run.
Either that or you get one of those things that little sound effect out of your mouth. You need to brush your teeth. And everybody can hear it.
Well, I've been watching this Practical Jokers or something.
Oh,
my brother thinks it's funny. So we've been watching this. And, you know, they're listening through an earpiece. And I'm thinking, okay, I've had my headphones on. And people come in. And... there are times, like, if you're talking, I would think you could still hear it. So if you're in a quiet room and somebody's talking in an earpiece, why can't the people right next to them hear that? So it would be, maybe it's just not in your head. Everybody around you is listening to the same conversation.
If they're doing one of these, Karen, walk outside.
That's creepy.
Yeah, it is.
I don't want, no.
And to have that just come on in the middle of the day when you're not expecting it.
Time to exercise. Get up and walk to the water fountain.
I heard scratching of mice this morning.
Oh, more? It's not raccoons on the roof?
No, I don't think.
Possums in the...
Boy, I hope not.
Belfry?
Yeah.
I don't know.
If that is a possum or a raccoon, that's got to be the smallest thing I've ever heard. So, you know, it reminds all of us that go to Riddall or wherever you go for your pest control. And
they're running out of the fields and field mice. That's why they call them. Bop them on the head, Gary. Come on.
Oh, my. That brings back, boy.
It's control. That's why they call it control. It's not necessarily that you can exterminate them always. But
no.
You know, keep them out would be a good thing.
And when they pass away to that mice heaven in the sky, that initial indication that they are gone from this earth is not the most pleasant.
And it lingers sometimes for a day, sometimes for a week. Did the whole family go and each at successive days or something? So 4 weeks from now, you're still going, man, that's bad.
That's not good.
That's a smell that you don't want to can and spray around the house. There are those novelty stores where you can buy sprays. I've never seen a dead mouse spray, though.
No. So we've got that with the camel spiders or the mole crickets or whatever they're called.
No.
With the big legs in the back.
Sprickets?
Yeah, they're freaky looking. I mean, they really are. They're the kind that you say, this did not come from this world. Somebody, that is proof that alien life is out there because somebody has brought them to our planet.
It's a green cricket where the back legs are backwards.
I don't think it's green. The ones I've seen have been green. But yeah, they're right. They're ginormous.
Well, the katydids are big.
Yeah, but these aren't katydids.
No, but that sounds so fun, doesn't it? Yeah. You know, I would look, it's just a katydid.
Yeah, if you had katydids instead of mice in your house, it wouldn't be that big a deal.
It doesn't sound so bad.
Yeah. Hey, katydids are back.
Oh.
Yeah, that's great.
Mayfly. When's the last time you saw one?
Well, they call, well, not since May.
I haven't seen them at all this year.
Yeah.
Not one.
There's fish flies. I don't know if it's, I don't think it's the same thing, but it's kind of the same sense that they come quickly, come big, and leave quickly.
A year or so ago, we were down at the river, and lights were out, and I mean, it was mass amounts of these things. This year, I have not. Yeah, I did not see one of them.
Just. We didn't. And we've gone to north to Dubuque, and they have them. There are times where you don't boat on certain days because of fish flies.
Inhale them or something.
Yeah. but they did for the first time have the buffalo gnats.
You brought them. I keep telling you. Family went,
maybe I could ship these, moon spiders, moon crickets up north.
You know why we're talking about these things, right? Because it's that time of year where they all start to die.
Yeah.
So we don't care. Except for yesterday, we were talking about those darn ladybug things that come in the house.
You can't do anything about them.
Well, I don't know. We're spraying this year. We have hired people to, and we put new siding on the house and hopefully sealed, all the little things. So they're not alive up in the attic, we're hoping. When that's when they'll come down, when it starts getting cold up there, and they think, hey, it's warmer down here.
We get them, they'll hit the sun-exposed part of the house, and they'll just kind of glom onto that, and then
our house is no longer light.
Ooh, that's
good. They like white siding or light siding, and the warmth in our house is no longer that color. So we're kind of hoping that they go, oh, we don't like this
house.
We
turned
like
off the furnace. We're not going to use a furnace this year.
Yeah,
we're just going to let it get cold from the inside.
I kind of thought that when I woke up this morning. I think Dave's saving on the heating bills right now.
By the way, he's a healer.
30-some. Why?
He touched my car yesterday, and it hasn't leaked since. he's got a gift.
Oh, that's that mechanic thing where you go, hey, my car is making this funny noise. Okay, wait, it's not doing it right now while you're looking at it, apparently, but it's one of those
later
things.
Later on, it will.
Oh, I see that we're unavailable again on the temperature.
No.
I was just thinking I might check and see.
Well, let me give you the temperature right now. It's 23.
12 below. It is not 23. I heard Bob say it was 37 earlier, and my house, I bet my house right now has to be somewhere in the low 60s.
Yeah, I think ours was too this morning.
It's the idea now you go, okay, what's it going to be like for the next 5-6 days? Is it going to warm up during the day?
In fact,
the heat will have to come on at some point.
We did turn on the heat this morning.
See, and I'm thinking
ever so briefly.
It needs to happen, but just to get the chill out.
Mm-hmm.
That's, yeah. See, ours is a whole process. It's that water baseboard heat stuff.
Oh, yeah. So
once you start it, you just let it go.
Yeah.
But air conditioning, just 2 days ago, what? I was actually hot in my house a couple of days ago. I woke up this morning thinking, more blankets, heat has to come on. This is fall, I guess.
Yes, it is.
We'll go with.
It was on this date just a year ago that it was determined to be Back to the Future Day.
Yes, because of the date.
Yeah.
And the movie was also the date initially. That's how, kids today go, oh, Back to the Future, it was a fun film. Well, we were alive when this date came around, and here we are again.
They had self-tying shoes. That hasn't happened.
Unless you watch the Carbonara Effect, and then he had a pair of shoes where he kept flipping and they would tie themselves. I don't know how he did it. It was an illusion, but it happened.
Flying cars by fusion engines, that hasn't happened yet.
I'm pretty sure only in Return of the Jedi or something that happened.
But hoverboards have.
Hoverboards.
To some extent.
Are those the ones that caught on fire?
Yeah,
that people,
pretty much,
okay.
Yeah.
So they're not really working well.
Well, I didn't say they were working well.
Those are all things that you can buy at that bookstore or whatever it is.
I also didn't say that they wouldn't kill you, too.
Well, yeah.
And they also predicted the Cubs would win the 2015 World Series.
That was last year.
But this year.
Hey, maybe they only, it was a good prediction that they only missed by a year.
Well, yeah, if this shakes loose, yeah.
Do you remember back in the 80s where we were really into psychics being on TV and telling you that, you know, this is going to happen? And it seemed like there were a lot of shows where we were believing, possibly, not we were believing, but we were watching and interested in the fact that there were a lot of shows that seemed to go, it was written here, so it's going to happen here, and then you saw the show on it, and it tried to pull you in. No, you don't. You never watch TV. You were too busy with these darn sporting things. You weren't a normal human being.
Well, that's about the most accurate thing I've heard in a long time.
I don't mean that as a bad thing.
Yeah.
Not normal watching TV.
Oh, I got to start giving away these tickets next week.
Ruh-roh.
Remind me to do that.
Tickets next week.
The St. Louis Stompers group.
Oh, who?
Yeah, that's what they do.
St. Louis Stompers, that fundraiser they have coming up in November?
I think they traffic drugs. I'm not sure.
Oh, that's terrible. Don't even make that a thing out
Just
there.
Kidding. They perform November 20th. We'll be giving away tickets next week. We'll start doing that.
And I hope we don't give away too many because we really like to raise some funds for the program.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of the idea behind it being a fundraiser. So
all the money goes to Heart of Jackson, both of the
You know what?
Buses.
You could win a ticket and then still donate some money when you go.
There you go. Sure. Why not? I mean, the tickets are $15.
Which is way cheap for a jazz program.
Yeah.
So hopefully, we'll see how it goes.
We'll give away one, hope the person buys one.
Very good. That makes sense.
We only have, I think there's 125 tickets.
There's only 150 seats.
Oh, okay.
Wait a minute.
Shoot.
That shouldn't work out very well.
All right.